going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Project's going to generate $15.6 billion in direct spending. They're suggesting 200 event days, 40 major events. Now, I'll take the under on the 200 days because we've tried to do the math before and it's complicated. But we also only really count up major things. If they're saying events, period, something that just the community is using the stadium for some reason, maybe they could get to 200. But 40 major events, that includes NFL games, soccer games, concerts. You know, you can now get your Taylor Swift, your Beyonce to come through. I think Beyonce has gone to Landover anyway, but it was a non-starter for Swift with the stadium. You're looking at World Cup games. DC got left on the afterburner. The Super Bowl with a roof is absolutely in play. The commissioner said this stadium was a missing piece. So you can dream a little bit. And by the way, if you were to have a Super Bowl, which the speculation on that is it can generate $1 billion in revenue for a city, and the Final Four, you're making a pretty good sizable portion of what you're spending back just on a couple of those events. Now, I know it's not dollar for dollar. We can go through how it all works. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be some number finagling. That's what happens. They're suggesting
it's inevitable.
The stadium creates 16,000 jobs. And you go, really? 16,000? Well, 14,000 is construction to build it, and 2,000 are permanent. My point is just this will be more helpful to Ward 7 than anything they do there in terms of getting people like you and me from Virginia and people in Maryland to make the trip into the city. This is one of the great days in organizational history. Understand that. One of the great days in organizational history. If they can land this plane and this ownership group, which it's one home run after another, Danny, can park one more baseball in the seats, this could be what helps bring this thing back to life. Jaden Daniels was taking out his defibrillators and going, clear! And like there was a second there where it seemed like we started to breathe again. This is like the drug that they shoot into the person who's been out on the street for a month and is all of a sudden running around. This stadium could be exactly what we need, man.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, again, short of, you know, somehow reversing all of the recent history and consternation and arguing over the name, and I'm not suggesting it's coming back. It's not. They've been very clear about that, and I'm not even arguing a position as to whether it's right or wrong. Simply saying to reignite a huge part of this fan base that has been lost, quite frankly, because this is not the team they grew up rooting for. It looks like an expansion team to them. Different uniforms, different name, different everything. I get they're being alienated. I'm not arguing about anything being right or wrong. Simply saying that's a fact, right? Short of that, this is the best offer. This is the best way to maybe potentially bring some folks back to an updated version of the joy that they experienced at RFK. Because, right, you can't do the same thing. That doesn't exist. It's not up to code. You can't have a building move and shake anymore. There's a lot of things that have to be different. But it's got to be thoughtfully done. There's a million obstacles. There's a lot of money and some really good planning that has to happen in and around it. But this is the single one thing that transcends whether the team is good or bad that year. Like, God forbid, if Jaden Daniels has a high ankle sprain, has to miss 8 weeks this coming year, they could be just okay or not that good. This is timeless. This is now the, let's set up 25, 35, 40 years potentially of generations of fans coming through our doors.
So I have my own questions, like a lot of people do, about the project.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the specifics of the money. Again, I think the commitment privately far exceeds what I anticipated and is unbelievable compared to current league standards and sports standards.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I would also say the number one complaint I've gotten since today's announcement and all the renderings, and this just shows the things fans care about, is that it's going to have a roof. And I don't know where these people have been. I've been saying for 3 years, like everyone else has, I think that's semi plugged in on this thing, of course it's going to have a roof. You've been to hot games and cold games and rain games and snow games. It's a romantic, cool aesthetic, and it's something that feels fun. We change the weather in Madden so that you're playing in the snow. You're competing with me staying at home in my recliner, eating and drinking my own stuff in my basement. Room temperature's the play here.
Yeah.
Also, no roof, no stadium. What's the line from my guy Jack in The Departed? No tiki, no laundry. No roof, no Super Bowl, okay? Period. If there's not a roof on this thing, you can't hold some of these events. They're not having the Final Four in an outdoor stadium. They're not having the Super Bowl in an outdoor stadium. They did it once at MetLife. I don't know if it's happening again. So to me, that's a non-starter. It's easy. Everybody wants a retractable roof. I'm with you. It costs almost $1 billion more. Are you willing to pay more for it? And the answer is probably no. Also, when we talk about this, Danny, how often do the retractable roofs actually get opened for these big games?
Way fewer times than you think.
Yeah. The Astros have a retractable roof. We were there in October when it was beautiful out for the playoffs. You know what they did? They kept their roof closed.
Because they wanted the noise. Yeah, it was literally 71 degrees outside with a beautiful, you know, calming breeze, just in case it was a tiny bit humid, for all the games down there. And they kept that bad boy closed because they wanted the ambiance and the noise, everything to be deafening.
Everybody wants to belittle this, and that's fine, but I am a member of a tailgate group. My wife's a season ticket holder. They've tailgated forever. It's a huge part of their experience, and it, frankly, for many years, kept them going to the games when the stadium was awful and the team was awful. I think tailgating and football are peanut butter and jelly. They are Jordan and Pippen. Basically, they've got what is I did some math, 8,000 parking spots they're suggesting, assuming that's true. About 28,000 is what they have at the current stadium. You're talking about a quarter-ish in a rough estimate, whatever the numbers come out to. I don't know if there's going to be a good tailgating situation. I think it's going to be really hard to tailgate at this stadium. That's a blow for me. That's a blow for a lot of people. But it's a trade-off. Would I rather take my son, you know, my wife's pregnant with another son, both my kids, one in each arm, walking up from the metro to this stadium in D.C., that's the Taj Mahal and the state of the art, most talked about stadium in the National Football League, and maybe not get to tailgate, but we've got to duck into a restaurant, and they're saying there could be 90 bars and restaurants in the vicinity here. Yeah, I guess I could probably figure that out. I think there are going to be a lot of people bothered by the tailgating thing. And then I have more questions on the metro, because I didn't see much about building another metro. Do they need to? Is the one that they have good enough? So there's some answers we still need. But by and large today, this is not Caps whiz to Virginia in a place where they've never had a stadium, and there's obstinance toward it. I don't know how you feel, but to me, this is very, very different. This is a team going home to the place where a lot of people say it should have always been.
Yeah, so the area is different now. I don't mean just mean Red Run in the stadium, but this area, the population has exploded, and there's more close by. I mean, look at some of the neighboring, whatever you want to call them, boroughs, cities, etc. When I was growing up, Reston was not a thing. Now, Reston looks like downtown fill in the blank. I mean, stuff happens. There's more people. There's more housing. There's more things. So it's a long way of saying doing it just like we did at RFK in the 80s will not work this time. My question is, and I know thoughtful people are thinking about this. These are smart folks. I'm not talking about from the city side. I'm talking about from Harrison Company, from their side. And I'm sure, you know, everybody's going to work together and collaborate here. That infrastructure, you touched on some of it, everything having to do with Metro. How can you use the river? Again, I keep saying, I think there's going to be water taxi type stuff where you can get on at Alexandria, you can get on a Navy Yard, you can get on at points by the wharf. Maybe that's something to encourage people to ease flow. Maybe you can have barges out there for people to eat and drink on as like a cool sunset thing on the water. Use those sorts of facilities to your advantage. Whatever you do, you've got to find a way to get folks there easily. The biggest complaint, or one of the top five, about Nubs Field is getting in and out sucks. It's awful.
Yeah.
And it didn't get better over decades, despite some cursory efforts here and there and new initiatives. That you can't have that. You can't have that same spider web where 295 is already a mess without game day traffic, without problems. And if you want people to go there, not on game days, because that's the key for survival for any new stadium or development, is it's Tuesday in June. Can I go over there to get some lunch? And that's the whole way this thing survives. You need to make it easier for people to get there. So that infrastructure, that encompasses all things, has to be incredibly thoughtful and well done.
I guess my first takeaway before we even dive into all of the stadium elements should be this ownership group makes moves.
Yep.
They get S done.
Mm-hmm.
And they have since the moment they showed up. It took them a couple of years, not even in full control. I mean, remember, they took over right before training camp 2 years ago. So really, we're talking about a year and a half to do what Dan and all of his geese couldn't have done and would still never have accomplished. But they had years and years and couldn't get the ball this far down the field.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.